With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hamas has confirmed that its leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza and reiterated its stance that hostages the militant group took from Israel a year ago will not be released until there's a ceasefire in Gaza and a withdrawal of Israeli troops. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration believes now is the time to restart peace talks that stalled weeks ago.
I don't want to speculate, but I suspect that if and when we can get those talks back in place, the starting point will be where we left it. Where that goes, I just don't know. We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says several nations will have to take part in an effort to stabilize Gaza after the war ends.
Hopefully countries in the region will step up. There quite possibly can be a part for the United States to play in that as well. What part that would be and what that would look like, Chris, we're going to have to work with our allies and partners to scope that out.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Alabama man has been arrested for his alleged role in the January hack of a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission social media account that led to the price of Bitcoin to spike.
The Justice Department says Eric Counsel Jr. is accused of helping to break into the SEC's account on X, formerly known as Twitter. The break-in allowed hackers to prematurely announce the approval of long-awaited Bitcoin exchange-traded funds. The price of Bitcoin briefly spiked more than $1,000 after the post.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A large group of illegal immigrants spotted in Texas near the southern border, including some from Iran and Africa. Video footage captured from a drone shows 134 migrants in Maverick County Thursday. This is SRN News. Donald Trump is making inroads with religious groups other than evangelicals.
A new poll finds the former president leads his Democratic challenger amongst Catholic voters in key battleground states. The National Catholic Register survey indicates Catholics prefer Mr. Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Other polls demonstrate that Jewish voters, who had been reliably Democrat for decades, are now beginning to support Mr. Trump primarily because he has been a friend to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in nine states are deciding next month whether to enshrine abortion in their constitutions, but even in those measures to pass, pro-life advocates still have some options. In some states, such as Missouri, abortion advocates will have to ask judges to toss abortion restrictions one by one. That presents an opportunity for pro-lifers to make their case in court. Meanwhile, abortion amendments in states such as Colorado and Maryland would enshrine current limits rather than expand them. This is SRN News. Journalism founders are committing $20 million in grants to 205 small news outlets.
Press Forward says that's double what it had intended to give out. Newly funded groups include Black Iowa News, an outlet that began during the COVID era to deliver news about the pandemic. Another is the Nome Nugget, a newspaper that covers a wide swath of western Alaska. Most of the news organizations will get roughly $100,000 in general operating funds. Press Forward says it doubled its planned funding after being overwhelmed with applicants. John Scott reporting.
The state and national Republican parties are appealing a judge's ruling that said seven election rules recently passed by Georgia State Election Board are illegal, unconstitutional, and void. The Republicans want to overturn a ruling from Fulton County Superior Judge Thomas Cox, who on Wednesday ruled that the board did not have the authority to pass the rules. This is SRN News.